As we continue on our inaugural year, the Schus to have Rabbanim help us fill the kol of Torah throughout our building. It is an honor and privilege to welcome Rabbi Feiner to Or HaTorah. Obviously, this would not be possible without our sponsors, Anonymous, Andrew and Rachel Israeli, Luli Nishmas, Yaakov Shimon Ben Arye Leib, Jason and Jordana Jacobs, in memory of the third yard site of Karen Jacobs, Chaya Bas Yitzhak, Olav Shalom, Yitz and Aviva Novak, in honor of baby boy Novak Savachnach that took place this evening, Josh and Elise Rosenberg, Corey and Sarah Tarzik, and Jonathan and Ruchi Tiger, Lezecher Nishmas, Rachmiel Ben Yeshaya. A special thanks goes out to the Adult Education Committee and specifically to John Tiger for helping us bring Rabbi Feiner here. Before Rabbi Feiner begins, I would like to call Rabbi Soloski for a kfitzel tilm and a few words of introduction.
Shabbalos v'mamakim krasich Adonai Adonai shema v'kolit yanaz necha kashivos l'kol tachanunai Imavanaos tishmaya Adonai miyamon Kimchaslicha halaman tivarei. Kvisi Adonai kibsa nafshi v'dvaro ho'cholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishamrim l'boker, shamrim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai ki Adonai HaChesed Rabbein Mofidus Hu Yivda Es Yisrael Mikol Abonosav Achenu Kobeis Yisrael Anasunim Betzor Vishiv Ya'omni Ramiyam Eim Ramashah Mokeim Rechem Aleim Mitzim Tzor Bach Vein Yonishim Gula Hashem Gula Zman Kariv Naman Amen.
On the one hand, every time that we gather to learn Torah, it is a great celebration. What greater joy can there be, not only Talmud Torah, but Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, for a group to get together, for a community to get together, for an extended community to get together on a Sunday evening, simply for one reason alone, to be inspired, to learn, to hear the words of Torah. And on the other hand, of course, as we know, we've said so many times already over the last several months, every time that we gather together, so we keep in mind the difficult situation that Klal Yisrael continues to find itself in. That situation seems to get more and more complicated, more and more confusing. We literally turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Schus of HaTorah, the Schus of HaTefillah for B'yetz Hashem, Yeshua Hashem, literally Yeshua Hashem in Kerev Ayin, is a tremendous opportunity for us as a tzibur, as a shul, to welcome Rabbi Feiner Shlita. Rabbi Feiner, no doubt, will be able to combine for us both the Simchas HaTorah, the great joy, the ecstasy of Limud HaTorah and commitment to Avodas Hashem, together with the sensitivity, with the understanding about the difficult times that we find ourselves in right now as a tzibur. Rabbi Feiner has made for himself quite a name over the past several decades as a Marbitz Torah par excellence, as a role model, one who's it was Eitzel's counsel, is sought after by many, many people, not only in his community and for Rockaway, but well beyond, really an international figure in terms of the Torah world today. So it's a tremendous chus for us, communally, to welcome Rabbi Feiner, and a special privilege for me personally to welcome Rabbi Feiner. I won't embarrass Rabbi Feiner too much, but to say that we do go back quite some time well before he was the rabbi in Far Rockaway, well before I was the rabbi in Bergenfield, back to the days on the baseball field in the Moresh HaKolel. I think that's when we kind of started off together. But my father has come quite a way in terms of the Matzah Torah. He was a good pitcher then also, but he's come quite a long way in terms of the impact that he's had and continues down the Klal Yisrael. So really it's a tremendous, tremendous covered and a joy and a responsibility and understanding just how important these words of Torah are. So be covered Golo Rafiner Shlita.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu, Melech haolam, shehakol nehiye bidvaro. Shus the Morad Asra Shlita. I was worried it's going to go back to Morosh HaKol days. When your Choshev Rav, Ashlita was in the base medrash Yom HaVolayla, and I was trying to see, can I get anywhere close to the 9 hours a day? But what a gewaldige schuss to come out. Targon of Savalovsky Shul Shlita. Mordek HaMokim Torah, a lot of familiar faces. I feel the shtickle, it's a reunion of sorts. But if I have to speak anywhere tonight, what better place than a base Knesses or HaTorah? After all, we know that the Medrash Shochet Tov writes in Mishlei in Parsha Tesla, Salova Kol Amodim Yubatelim Chutz Mipurim, and the Rambam writes in Uchas Megillah Parag Beis Aloch Yerches, based on the Yishami and Alafay, that Salova, all the Megillahs will be Batel, and Megillahs Esther is not going to be Batel. Purim is alive and well forever. That's why Rafunna writes in the Sefer Rishima Slave, not in the Spachet Yitzchak, but in Rishima Slave on Purim. Dav Reis Tzadiches, he says, why does the Gemara tell us in Megillah Hayim and Beis Isser Hesped Betainis, Kabilu Alayu Isser Moloch Alo Kabilu Alayu, Hazot of Hunner, even though you're right, the Gra, the Arizal, Tikkun Izor, Tikkun Chavav, the Yom Kippur, is a Yotav that's like Purim, which sits alone, exclusive atop the pedestal and contradistinction to all the other Moedei Yisrael. So I make Purim a Yontif Mamish, but if you make Purim a day of Isamalacha, explains Rav Huner, that's Machayev a Maisa Havdola. We want to keep Purim alive forever. We don't want to have any Havdola after Purim. Since Purim was all encapsulated by the Posek in Megillah says to Prachas Posek Dezayin, Hirna Maisa Ora Vesimcha Vesos and Vika, Rav Yudah's well known memra, Megillah Tezayin Rabbeis, Amar Rav Yudah, Lahirna Maisa Ora, Ora Zetora Shanemar, Kiner Mitzvah Vetora. Or if you get out the aura of Torah and you can hold on to it all year long, we know plenty of people who are mamash living Purim every day of the year. Avetaka never made any havdalah. It was not a day of Isamalach. It was not Machayev any Mais havdalah. So we know Yidden, they're poshut living Purim all year long. Baruch Hashem in this makam Torah, they're living the aura ha Torah. The lehidah Mais aura aura zu Torah shenamar ki ner mitzvah v'Torah or they're living at Yom Malayl with such a choshev amor da'asra. Fantastic, Hila. I want to thank me umka the Liba Mamish, all the tremendous sponsors this evening. Should be a tremendous schus le'iloi, the neshomas, for whom some of it is dedicated, as the Rav Shlita mentioned, Rav Elio Gutmacher writes in Sukkasholei, when he delineates all the things we can do, le'iloi nishmas, and if there are deceased, the one that's l'mayla mikula, that heads the entire list, is the schus, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah derabim, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, and peya aleph aleph, well, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah keneged kulam is the greatest single schus one can do, le'iloi nishmas, and if there, so it should be tremendous source of an aliyah on Hashama. I want to thank also personally Hayadidi Hanaman, Harab Jonathan Tiger, Dr. Tiger, putting this together, inviting me, very persistent. Schedule's been quite hectic. I'm obviously out that Shema able to put it together. I want to thank his tzadekis of a daughter, Leora, who helped us out tremendously in Eretz Yisrael. And they should see nachas, all the sponsors should see nachas from Kol Yotzei Chalatzeichem, Baruchnius, and Vagashmius, and this tremendous kehila, Miuchadika kehila, in New Jersey and throughout the tri-state area should see hafladika siyata nishmaya, hein Baruchnius, hein Vagashmius, with your choshev amor da'asu shlit at the helm, should see that siyata nishmaya, yisparchukam ishmai mekifle keflayim, Baruchnius, and Vagashmius, ad bias gold tzedek, and onward amid Tasha. We rewind to Parshas Yisrael, this past week's Parsha Perk Yitzes Pasuk Beis, and there we encounter the oft-cited Mechilta. The Rashi tells us, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Kenegan Ahar, why do we witness the singular conjugation in place of the expected? Loshen Rabbim, it should have been Vayachanu, why Vayichan? Rashi explains, Afanart Alamakom, based on the Mechilta, Keish Echad B'lei Vechad. It wouldn't be the ultimate sense of Achdus that the Shem Yishmol writes and Shoiftim won't be until we cross the threshold into Artzeinu HaKadosha. Mikam Cho Yisrael Gai Echad Ba'aretz Ach V'rak Artzeinu HaKadosha. Can we be Ma'achid the Gufi Mamish? But in the meantime, we attained this lofty milestone of Ke'ish Echad B'lei Vechad. HaGaval the Gamayla V'achas Achdus, and lest one think that it was Stame Zayt the Gamayla Adavar Tzidadi. Oh, by the way, as we stood collectively at the Piedmont of Sinai, we attained this tremendous Maila called Kishecha Balevechad, writes the Kliyokor in his Droshus Ola Safraim and Maimur Chabez, and again in Maimur Shinai and Dalit, writes with Yitzhak Isaac Chover and Siach Yitzchok, his collective Droshus, and writes with Gedalia Shor and Orgadayo, Vayakab Akude Orgadayo, Shavuas, his son as well, Rav Avram Shor and Alekav Alibo, and so many others, that it was integral, it was a prerequisite. Hashem Yisbrok says, you want to get the Torah? I'm only giving you the Torah if you're Ba'achdus. You have to live Ba'achdus with Klai Yisrael. Zohar Nachimos, Ayin Gimel Amin Aleph, Kutcha Baruch Hu Yisrael, V'arayis Echadu. If Hashem Yisbruch is Echad Yochanan Miyuchah, and the Torah is MS, Moshe MS, Torah so MS, and then Hashem Yisbruch, as the Mara writes in his Rosh HaTorah, Hashem can only give a Torah that's two and Am Echad. That is a criterion, it's a prerequisite. I'm not giving you the Torah unless you attain this level of Achdus, not Stam, Azayt, the Gamayla. It was integral, it was crucial in order to receive the Torah. Same with Yaakov Avinu, Rashi cited the Medrash Rabbah, the outside Parshas Vayetzav, Vayishka B'makam Ahu, and he saw the Sulam Motza Arza, Sulam, spelled Chaser Vav. Gematria 130, Gematria writes the Baal HaTurim. Sinai 130 writes the Baal HaTurim. He saw the Maimon HaSinai, that grand revelation of the divine, as we stood at the Piedmont of Sinai. When can Yaakov perceive Maimon HaSinai? Only when it's on the heels. Be'ikmes v'yikach me'avnei hamokum, the 12 Avonim, corresponding to the Yudbei Shifte Yisrael, the Shifte Kol, they combine, they fuse, merge into one, the ensuing synthesis. That's the Even, Even, Roa Even Yisrael, Rashi Api, the Targum, and Vayichi, Aven Ben. We put an Evan as a Matseva. Evan is Aben Necher, Ein Bas Nechdo, represents continuity, perpetuity. Maral Teferis Yisrael, the Torah Kedosh is engraved on Luchos Evan, that represents Hemshechius, it is here forever. Vayikach me'avnei hamokom, it's got to be one Evan. And only when we're together as one, can Yaakovinu, the Omen HaTorah, as the Zohar Chodesh and Chukas Peidala and Amanel tells us, the Morel and Derechayim and Avos and Olive Beis, Yaakovina was the quintessential, the paradigmatic figure who personified and embodied Hasmonus HaTaira. Yes, Avram Avinu was the first one to start the era of Taira. That's the Gemara and Kedushim Habez Amin Aleph Yimuchav Chesem Habez. He's the one who's Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Kodem Sheninah before it's even given. And hence, Avodah Zohar Daftes Amin Aleph Sanhedrin Tzadi Zayin Amin Aleph, he starts Tkufas Torah. He commences the Tkuf of Torah. Now, Maral explains it for a Chofet Teferes. He is the paradigmatic Masmid, the Hasmoda. That's Yaakovinu, the Oman HaTorah. Could go 14 years without sleeping for a week. When can he experience a vision of Maimon HaSinai? Ach Varak, only on the heel. Be'ikvis, that Vayikach Me'avnei Hamokum, and the Avonim corresponding to the Shvatim come together as one, when we result in a cohesive, unified body, then and only then, that which we would experience years later, that would be Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neganar Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. We have to have the Gevaldige sense of Achdus. And Rabbi Yisai Puchasi, we go out into the world, and we see now a tremendous Achdus. We see now Hasidim hugging IDF soldiers. Not Stam Chassidim Ba'almo, but it was just recently in all the Jewish papers, you had Satmar Chassidim, an Einikol of the Satmar Rebbe, who arranged that there would be Shabbos food, chulin, potato kugel, Yerushalmi kugel for all the soldiers on all the respective bases up north. And this is Satmar Chassidim, not the biggest fans of the IDF. And they are supporting, they had only one tonight, no pictures. They don't want the pictures of the paper the Satmar bring into the IDF. But Rabbi say, Satmar Chassidim, they're nourishing they're providing the ochel, the machel, the onik shavis. It's in the soldiers and barbecues galore. The incredible octus, the unity. I was recently in Eretz Yisrael. I hear it from everybody coming back. You can walk the streets in Yerushalayim, and perhaps the Muscle region is you don't notice any clear distinction. But once you start talking to people, you notice there are major distinctions. The world is different. Eretz Yisrael Befrat is a very different place. Rabbi Say, anyone who's been in Eretz Yisrael, it's unbelievable that you never came out to hear anyone yelling, no one screaming at one another. Can you imagine stuck in traffic? The traffic is still there, and you don't hear people honking their horns. Ain lechanei skolda mizen Yerushalayim erakaitis. And nobody's honking. The Rav Huna used to say, you want a miracle? The biggest miracle is, how is anyone marrying off a child in Yerushalayim erakaitis? They're making chasanas galore, and they're not honking, and everyone's getting along, and they're giving hugs to random people in the street. The actus is meiridik. The actus is gemaldik. Barbecues galore. I have someone from my shul, he made aliyah last year. Come out every night. He's on a different army base making a barbecue. Another person is sending pizzas. He sent already $700,000 worth of pizzas to bases throughout the land since October 7th. Another person is sending portable showers, soap, shampoo, basic hygiene, basic supplies to the soldiers. It's unbelievable. Who's not davening for the hostages? Who goes and davening and they're not saying Tehillim? There's some shuls that are saying 1, 2, 3, Kapilach Tehillim. There was one shul, a rabbinic colleague of mine, came over to me recently and said, Rabbi Feiner, my shul, they were complaining. I had 3 Kapilach Tehillim after every minion. They came over and they said, Rav, the Mechila, but it's taking so much time. Why do we need to say 3 Kapilach Tehillim? We should only be saying one. He says, I fully agree. We're only going to say one. Be kind of lab. Okay, Rabbi, say everyone, kuf yud tes. Okay, Rabbi, we'll take the 3. Who's not saying Tehillim? Who's not saying? Who's not singing Achenu? Who's not meaning it? B'chol alev and b'chol nefesh. That's the incredible achdus we're tasting now. An achdus, to quote to you from Idan Amedi, an Israeli singer-songwriter, an actor and reserve soldier just recently injured in Gaza. And he said in a recent interview, the Israeli people are the strongest in the world. When we are united, we are invincible. We will win this war, but it will take time. It's not just a slogan for me. I truly believe we have to be united. Let's turn momentarily to the Oracle CEO, Safra Katz, born in Eretz Yisrael. In an interview recently with Ynet.com, and she said, this is a free country, people say whatever they want, and you don't go to jail for speech. Look more at what the people are actually doing. They're going to fields and they're picking oranges. They're making packages for soldiers. Standing with the microphone is one thing, and anyone can do that, but what's been really incredible is what the citizens of Israel are doing for each other, and that's really what I look at. How many people traveling to Eretz Yisrael, and what are they spending their time with? They're going to have visits in Tel HaShomer. They're going to visit Hadassah and Kerem Wounded Soldiers when we were there recently, Hanukkah time. So we went to the hospitals and we were visiting a number of wounded soldiers, and I could tell you whether they were Dati Lumi, Haredi, and whether they were completely secular. There was one Sana Shava, one common denominator that astounded us throughout every room. And that to us, you could have people, no Yamako, no Shaykhis, the Shmir, Sateira, Mitzvahs. But they said, why are we here? Why are we saved? We're in the hospital, we're alive. You know why? Because of the Borei Olam. Because Anachnu Ma'amina B'nei Ma'aminim, we had a Rikud, we had dancing, we had someone with a guitar with us who were dancing, with a secular father and a secular son. And he says that shrapnel from an RPG had missed him, not by inches and not by centimeters, by millimeters, missed the top of his spine. That would have paralyzed him, if not completely killed him instantly. And he was miraculously saved because of Ashkocha Sabore. And the shrapnel missed the top of the spine by 2 millimeters. The doctor said it's a miracle that he's alive today. And there we are with the guitar and we're singing in the middle of Hadassah and Kerem. Hanachnu Ma'amina B'nei Ma'amina. And you've seen the videos, and it's at the barbecues and it's at all the pizza. And you have people taking on Shabbos, taking on Tefillin, Shmiras HaMitzvahs. People donning tzitzis that have never even seen a pair of tzitzis before. The Achlis and the Shmiras HaMitzvahs are taking on half of a fella. The Achlis is Mamish Gevaldik. And not only that, but we had in the White Show recently, there was someone who learned in Yeshiva's Brisk for many years. He was visiting a local, a relative in the community, and someone heard he had a good voice, so we asked him to daven shacharis. And I'm facing the Aron Kodesh, and all of a sudden he gets up to Mimkomcha, and I hear a tune, and the tune sounded mighty familiar, and I'm thinking, it just can't be. This is a brisker. He's coming to shul. He's wearing a long kapot. He's got brisker payas behind his ears. And I'm like, that tune sounds mighty familiar. And what is it? And all of a sudden, Echab, he's singing the tune to Hatikva. Memkomcha, a brisker, a baisai Mashiach is coming. If secular Jews are dancing and singing, anachnu maminim maminim, and briskers are singing Atikva in the white shirt, he better ask me Rishus the next time. But he's singing Atikva in the middle of Memkomcha, and there's brisker bayis, rabbisai Mashiach is coming. The Achdus is gewaldig. But is it so gewaldig? We have the famous Vartar, Meir Shapiro, Miloblin, and Imre Das, Rav Chaim Tsukerman cites this as well in his Otzar Chaim. Frekta Meir Shapiro, the Lublin of Rosh Hashiva. What exactly is the Nekudas HaChidush of the Navi, and Yeshai, when he tells us the loss of level Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, and the wolf is going to lie down with the lamb? What's the Chidush? Didn't they do it all? On Tevas Noach, when it came to the Mabul, they also all got along. Everybody got along. You didn't have lions eating the deers, and the gazelles and the zebras, and you didn't have the wolves consuming the lambs. So they all got together in the Zog. You had all animals, except this one comedian quipped years ago. Did they have any worms? They didn't have any worms. They only had two worms, because otherwise, you know, how are they going to go fishing? So they had to have a litter. They even had to have worms. Every creature, the whole gamut, all the species, they were all there. So what was the chiddush? What exactly is the chiddush of Yeshaya Novi Lasalovo? Says, you know what the chiddush is? You're right, it's not a chiddush. When the animals can get along, when they could be in harmony, and an ace sorrow. When you're in a precarious situation and your life is on the line and the world is being inundated by the great deluge, and you have all the animals now ensconced, encapsulated within the confines of the ark, they're going to find a way to get along, because you're in the midst of an eis tzara. You find a way to be united. The chiddush is Mashiach Tzidkenu comes in the world. What's going to be rife, rampant throughout the land? Sheket shalva, harmony will clearly ensue. The Rabu Sinok, that's the Nekudas HaChiddush, even when we all have Sheket shalva, Yishuv, and then we get along. That's the chiddush of the Navi Yeshaya. And that, Ramey Shapiro says, is what the dialogue was between the Umma Solom and Bilam. Let's go to the well-known Gemara and Zvach on the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin and Aleph. And the Gemara tells us that Bashas Matan Taira, the Umma Solom came to Bilam, the greatest Navi at the time. Bilam, Yodei Da'astel Yom Brochus Dav Zayin and Aleph, on par mi Bechina Achas to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they go to Bilam and say, what's going on? There's a rash, there's a noise, and all Shema Mabu Maliolam, Tilim Chavtes, Hashem Lamoba Yoshev. Maybe there's a flood in the world. And he says, it's not a flood, it's Maimon HaSinai. Hashem owes the Amoit, and he knows the Latira. Oh, they respond in kind, Hashem Yavarcha Samo Yisro B'Sholom. What's the Havamina? There's a Mabu. Explains Rabbeinu, because we heard about the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. So the nations of the world, the Gentiles, they were all astounded. They were perplexed. How could that be? How could it be that all Yidden are getting along wherever they are? Shema Mabul, Yeshua must be, there's a Mabul. And just like the animals figured it out, how to have harmony when they were all living side by side in Noah's ark, Mamela. How could it be that they have such an Achdus, Kishecha B'Leibachad, if there's no Mabul in the world? And Bilam explains, no, it's Maimon HaSinai. And from Maimon HaSinai, they all got together, Nasev and Ishma. They didn't say Esev and Eshma. They said Nasev and Ishma all simultaneously. That's how a Yid lives his life, 24-7. Now, coincidentally, chapter 24 in Sefer Shmos, verse 7, is Nasev and Ishma, because we got to live it, breathe it, 24-7. 365, we're living Nasev and Ishma. We said it all together. That perplexed, perturbed the Umas Olam until Bilam explain, that's Maimon HaSinai. We could find a way to get together, but that's Meir Shapiro and Miloblin. We can get together when we're in the midst of an Eis Tzara Hili Yaakov. But can we get together when it's a time of harmony? Can we daven the way we daven now every day of the year? Yes, we're sending sandwiches, and we're sending boots, and we're sending helmets, and we're sending bulletproof vests, gewaldig. And we're giving such chizik, boosting the morale like never before to all the chayalim. I personally have three nephews in Gaza. I have close friends who have four or five friends respectively in Gaza. And they're getting their supplies, and Klai Yisrael stepping up to the plate. Pamokum Shein, Anoshim Ishtadli Yosish, as Hillel told us, and we're stepping up, we're unified, we're getting along, we're celebrating together, dancing with the soldiers, arm in arm, hugging each other. It's gewaldig, but can we do that every day of the year? Why was it that a chassid got up years ago in Hadassah in Kerem after a Shabbos of Shavuos, a two-day yontif? And Motzei Yontif, this chassid stood up in the hospital, base Knesset in Hadassah in Kerem, and he said, Chevra, I want you to look around. We have people here of every stripe, every color, all the variegated backgrounds and clients. So we have Hasidim, we have Misnagdim, we have the Lifish, we have Yekis, we have Ashkenazim, Sfardim, Teimanim, Eita, to Mizrach. Rabbi said, we need them all. Everybody is necessary in class. We have a Satmar, we have Lubavitch, all the Hasidim, and everyone's here in the hospital getting along. It always reminded me of Rav Osher Weiss Shlita's remark at a Project Inspire convention years ago. He got him at Shal Shunis and said to the crowd, if I were to conjure up an image of what the ultimate Yid, the paradigm, the paragon, what would it be? The Tzura of an Emistik Yid. It would be someone who knows how to learn like the best Litvish Rosh Hashivas. And he could daven like the most halik Hasidish Rebbes. And he has the Yashrus of the Yekis. He has the Kavoda Torah of the Olam Asfaradim. He has the Munip Shuta of the Hungarian Jews after the Holocaust. And you bet he's got the Avos Eretz Yisrael of the Tzionim, and he's got the Tzipis of Yeshua of the Chabatskars. You package that all together, you put those pieces in the puzzle, that's an Eved Hashem, because you got to have a Bissel, you got to be Yonek from anyone and everyone. And when you put that package together, the Totsah, the upshot is, that's the Tzur of a Yid. And he had representatives of all stripes, all colors and sizes, everybody there in the hospital. And this Alta Yid, the Chosid got up and he said, Rabbi Sai, let's look around, we're all getting along, we're dominating together. And now it's fighting, should it be Nusach Ashkenaz, Sfar, Temani, Eitat Mizrach, we find a way to get along. Because we're all davening together, we want everyone to have a refuah shalema. It's an eis tzora. But what's going to happen? Everyone's going to be zaychem et Hashem, he says, to refuah shalema bekarov, and this one's going to go back to Bells, and this one to Vizhnitz, and this one to Samar, to Lubavitch, Ashkenazi, Sfardi, Lipish, Mesnagid, Hasidim. Everyone's going to go back to their origins, to their place of comfort. And what's going to happen? Are we going to go back to the same machlekes, to the same chiluki deis? Are we going to go back to the same infighting, to the same not getting along, not being makshiv one another? That's the real test when you're out of the hospital, when you don't have an October 7th, or when you're in the United States 7,000 miles away and you don't feel the tsar as we ought to every single second of the day, without any single moment of Hesech Hadas. But if you're not thinking the soldier's plight, and you're not thinking the hostage's plight, Rachmanu Litzlan, and you're not loving, you're still living with that same octasy, you're not honking your horn, you're not raising your voice, are you still doing matan besaser, helping out your neighbors, your friends, are you still acting as that shoulder to lean on, are you living your life to care and to cry for every yid in the midst of his or her tzara? I heard from a Yid, who my wife knew from Riverdale, New York. She went to visit her mother a few years ago. Her mother was an Amana, living in a small apartment, and she didn't have much money at all, close to destitute. And the daughter came in to visit her mother, the Amana, and she saw that on the dining room table there was a stack of letters, and she was curious. Piqued her interest, went and started to peruse the stack of letters, and sure enough, stuck on organizations from across the world. It was Zak, it was Leilachim, it was Yad Lachim, it was all the Chesed organizations, the food, the soup kitchens, Mechule, and a stack of all these letters, and she turns to mother and she says, Mommy, she says, come on, let's face reality. You don't have the money. Why do you save all these letters? You can't give them your credit card. You can't do Harat Kevah. You can't send them a check. Why do you? She says, you're right. I don't have the money to give them. So why do you save all the letters? So I could sit every single night and make a kfiyas at my dining room table. And I could read through every single individual letter slowly and carefully. And I could cry and commiserate for the plight of these organizations and individuals. If I can't give them money, at least I could cry for them. That's a woman way before October 7th. That's a woman who gave it her all every single night of the year to care and to cry, to express her dismay, her concern at all the tzaras plaguing Klal Yisrael and Ikvasa the Mashiach. Had a woman in my neighborhood, she came back from visiting Eretz Yisrael with her husband. They were renting an apartment in Yerushalayim. And as many who rent apartments know, very oftentimes they leave a brochure and they have a list of all the places to eat, all the restaurants, the places to daven. And they had several pages of all the gemachim in Yerushalayim. And she was fascinated. After all, Gemachim, this is Kleisel, this is the Vilna the Gaon, who writes Bekama Dukti in a number of places, that when it comes to the Gimel Amodi Olam, the Torah Avodah Gemilas Hasadim, that's our Nusach. One Rav told me he has a different Nusach in Perkei Avos and Alav Beishim and Atzadik Hayim Yishiyari Yantzik Nez Gedola, who are Yomar Asol Shedvarim Ha'olam Omeid, Ala Kesef, Ala Momen, V'Ala Gelt. I told him that's not my nusach. I have the nusach Torah Vodah Gemilas Chasodim. So the Gra says we can't have Torah Bishlei Musa. We don't have a Sanhedrin. We don't have a Beis Hamikdash and Pashtus about it. We can't have Avodah Bishlei Musa. We can have Gemilas Chasodim Bishlei Musa. And Haraya go out to the beauty of Klai Yisrael, Gemachim Galore, wherever you go. And she was fascinated as he starts to scrutinize line after line. She's going out page after page of all the Gemachim. And you got baby strollers. You got the carriages. You got the wedding gowns. You got the baby bottles. You have extra chulin Thursday night when you want. We know Bochrim, they love chulin Thursday night. Bochrim love consuming chulin Thursday night, Friday night, before Shabbos day. And again on Shabbos day, it's a different routine. A Bochrim and a married guy, the Bochrim are eating the chulin Thursday night, Friday night, and Shabbos. The married guys are eating at Shabbos and Sunday night and Monday night and Tuesday night. They're still looking for the original meal. It's all the leftovers. Continue. After married guys, the chulin, you have chulin gemachim, potato go gemachim, and they're going down the list. Unbelievable. And then all of a sudden, she reads a line that says, gemach la'ozen. And she figures it must be a mistake. Must be gemach le hearing aid. What's a gemach lozen? A gemach for an ear? Is it Mr. Potato Head? She couldn't go, what's going on with him? Somebody left something out, and she calls up out of curiosity, and she gets an elderly woman on the other side of the phone. And on the other line, she says, I was reading in the brochure left in our rental apartment, it says you run a gemach lozen. And she says, yes, I love Klai Yisrael. And I want to do for Kleiser, but I don't have any money to start for wedding gowns or for Shabbos outfits or baby clothing. So I figured, you know what I could do? I could give someone my ear so they could call me anytime during the night hours. And I will sit on the phone with them and give them free therapy. I will just listen, be attentive. I will give them my ear. Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your ear. There's a woman today who is doing that every night. She's sitting listening to Tzaras. Can you believe it? Rabbanim do that too without getting paid the fees of the therapist. But this woman, Agamach, Gevaldik, Agamach, La'ozen, Hafa, that's Klai Yisrael, way before October 7th. That's someone who lives, who loves Klai Yisrael. And that's the same thing you see it when you go to the hospitals and you see that these soldiers, whether they have a kippah la'rosh, whether they're wearing tzitzis, whether they have any shaykhus or chavises, they love it. When you didn't call, not just sending them the sandwiches and sending them beautiful letters, and yes, that's all great. Check, check, check. The sandwich is the best, the boots, you name it, and the barbecues and the pizza. But when they see people come and you dance with them and you love them and you care for them and you tell them, I'm davening for you, b'chol yom v'yom, that picks them up, that gives them such a boost. That's the unity Hashem wants, but we got to give it our all. We got to give it our all every single tefillah, every single day. That's what Hashem wants to see. Are we really giving it everything we've got? So let's rewind a little bit before we stood together at the Piedmont of Sinai and we said Nasa Venishma. Before we made our way to Matan Torah, let's roll back the pages. Let's go to Kriyas Yamsuf. It was only Shaykh on the heels of the splitting of Yamsuf. And what happened? Let's go to the first Pasuk in the third Aliyah, Parshas B'Shalach, Perek Yudal, Pasuk Tezva. And there was there Moshe Rabbeinu. They're all crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Ma Titzak Elai, Daber B'nei Yisov V'Yisov. What are you doing davening? Don't daven now. Just tell the Klai Yisrael, Fort Viter, march onward and just go into the sea. Afrek the Mefarshim, the Kasha, Abaroisham, the Orachayim HaKadosh. Asks the Halig Orachay. Hashem Yisbaruch, what do you mean, Ma Titzak Elai? What are you doing, davening? Ein l'cha dover homi v'nei ha-tshuva. Ein l'cha dover homi v'nei ha-tfil. Of course we daven. And they saw me, ma'amokim krasich ha-shev. That's what we do. We cry out to Christ. We tell him kaflam and we cry out. So what do you mean, ma'atitzak elai? Zok der chayim ha-kodesh, because the Zohar tells us, halolah ovdei v'nezorah, halolah yovdei v'nezorah. The Moloch HaElyon, God, celestial court, they looked at Yamsuf and they saw the Yidin on one side and the Mitzvah on the other. They said, Eibishter, what schus do they have that you're going to rescue them and give them Yeshua? They're also ovdei v'nezorah. They're making their way from the Manta Shari Tuma, but Lamaisin is still ovdei v'nezorah. When Midas Adin is sholeit, writes their Achayim, even tefillah, it's not going to cut it. It's not going to make it. There's only one thing that you could do in the midst of an ace tzara when midas hadin is sholeit like never before. And that is Dabro B'nai Yisrael. But Yisrael, just tell Yidden, march onward. Fort Vayter, put one foot in front of the next, and just keep going. Ask the Archaim, Hashem, what do you mean? What do you mean just keep going? You didn't split the sea yet. I got the Mitzvah out of my tail. I got the wild animals in the dry, desolate, arid desert surrounding me on all sides. What do you want me to do? Just march onward. Because what do I want to see? I want to see Bitochen. That's what I want to see. I want to see Amuda Bitochen. I want to see Chavakuk. All 613 come down to one Yisrael. Makas Chavdalad Amar Al Pochavakuk. Vemid and Alachas and Perth Base Posik Dalad Vetzadik Vemenosu Yichye. I want to see Amuna. I want to see Bitochen. I want to see is the Ben Yodorites. You want to be a Tzadik? Tzadik is Gematria 204. To be a Tzadik 204, you need to have not just Emunah in your intellect, in the realm, the domain of your mind, your Moach. It's got to trickle down. The Kutzker Rebbe, the longest journey in the world, from the mind to the heart. You got to live it, believe. Bechush. A Tzadik needs Beis Emunah. Tzadik Be'emunoso. Not Im Emunah. You live with Beis Emunah. Emunah in the Rosh and Emunah in the Lev. Emunah is Gematria 102. If you have Beis Emunah, Emunah in the head and Emunah in the heart, 102 and 102 is 204, writes the Ben Yoyoda, Gematria Tzadik. You want to be a tzaddik? I need to see Emunah in the Rosh. I need to see Emunah in the heart. I need to see Emunah. I need to see Bitochen. That's what I want. When Ben Gurion approached the Panovitzer Rav decades ago in Eretz Yisrael, and he said to the Panovitzer Rav, he says, Rabbi, he says, we got to get the guys out of yeshiva. We need to have Bitochen. We need security. We need an army. Panovitzer Rav says, I understand. I agree. We need to do some minimal lashdalis. But you see, you guys pronounce a Bitochen with the tam milara. You want to be milara, you pronounce a Bitochen. I like being milael. I connect to Shemayim milael, the maila. I pronounce it Bitochen. I live with Bitochen. You live with Bitochen. You want to be Milara, then you pronounce it Bitachon. I want to do it Bitachon. Terence is what you need both. But that's what Hashem wanted to see by Kriyas Yams. He wanted to see Bitachon. I remember years ago, after there was the bomb scare by the RJC, the Riverdale Jewish Center. Now come out to all the shuls in the tri-state area have security, but back then most didn't. And I had a yechidus with the Sara Taira, the Gol Hador, Chaim Kanevsky. I went to Chaim Kanevsky and I asked him, teaching the Shulat Harav, a big vote in the heels of such a maisa that happened in Riverdale. Do we have to have security in the White Shul? So he responded to me, it was such a milsa dipshita. And he smiled and he said to me, so I responded, I said, you need to have not only bitachon, you need to have bitachon. Not just the tami ra, you need the tami el. So the Rechaim HaKadosh says, when midas adin is sholek, you want to cross the sea, the turbulent, tempestuous waters. You want to surmount any obstacle placed in your path, there's only one way to do it. And that is displaying unparalleled, unfettered, unrestrained bitachon, saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I trust you. I'm just going to go, but it doesn't make sense. Hashem Yisrael didn't yet split the sea. What do you? It's pitch black right now at night, and I got the formidable sea, the raging waters. What do you want me to do? I just walk in. That's it. Don't daven now. I want to see Bitochen and Emunah like never before. Rabbi Isai, I had a Sephardi Yid from Bnei Brak in my office years ago. Came to my office asking money for his kollel, and he told me in the midst of some other inyanim, he said to me that he has a daughter who years previous was born, Rachmana Litzlan, a midget. His daughter Rivka was born a midget. And of course, as she went through school, as one can imagine, sadly, she was bullied by different girls, and the parents didn't know what to do with Rivka, but she still always had a healthy and a happy disposition, a countenance always shining, always radiating, a smile from ear to ear. And they couldn't understand it. And as she was getting older, they said, you know, Rivka, one day we have to tell you, we don't know what your future holds in store. After all, we don't know how realistic, how practical it is that you're ever going to get married one day. And Rivka says, Abba, of course I'm going to get married one day. And the father said, what do you mean, Rivka? How are you so sure? She says, because I be talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu. If Hashem brought you to it, Hashem's going to carry you through it. It was Tim Tebow who said years ago, I don't know what my future holds in store, but I know who holds my future. I know the Eibishter holds my future. Tehillim nun heichav gimel hashlech l'Hashem yahavcha v'uyachak alacha. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have bitachon, I'm getting married. She said, how do you have such bitachon? She says, because my Mora told me in Beis Yaakov, she told me the Medrash that when the Yidden crossed the Yam, so everyone had to jump in. Yes, now Shimon Vidodav Sotol HaMetzayinim and Avkov Tziyav Techila. And he had them in Rosh and Tagi on the Simon Zeal. They broke into different groups, she says, but the Medrash says that everybody had the Yam split when it got up to your nose. She says, don't you understand, Ab and Ima? I would have been the smallest Jew out of everybody in Klaisu because I'm a midget. So I would have gone to the Yam because I love the Borei Olam. And I would have gone in because I'm a midget. The water would have gotten up to my nose before we reach anybody else's nose. So I would have been the Nachshon for all the women. I would have split the Yam for all the women in Klai Yisrael at the time. Because it would have gone up to my nose before it would reach everybody else's nose. And he says to his daughter, be talking like that, you're going to get married one day. And he came back to my office years later and told me his daughter got married, Baruch Hashem. That's Midas HaBitachon. But that's Bitachon with Mesiras Nefesh. In the end of the day, it's very nice, Klai Yisrael in the midst of war, in the midst of an Ace Tzorah Hili Yaakov. We could step up to the plate like never before, we could write checks, we could give tzedakah, but are we doing it? Talk with serious nefesh, do we feel the pinch? And there was a Yid, a wealthy Yid, again, not the major Gevir, but a wealthy, well-to-do Yid. He came to visit the Baron Leif Stein, and he was in his room, and talking to him about his willingness to write a big check. You can imagine anyone and everyone came to the Baron Leif. I always like to say, you want to know why he was the God of one of the Gedolei Hador? And I guess there was a Meshuggah, you probably have seen him, a few Meshuggahs. They like walking around the streets of Eretz Yisrael with a cardboard sign that says, I am Eliyahu Navi, the Mavasar Hagula. Now, I don't know what Eliyahu Navi is going to look like. I haven't yet seen him. But I don't think he's going to have a cardboard cutout thing with a magic marker that says, I am Eliyahu Navi, the Mavasar Hagula. And one time, this guy dressed all in white, he pushed his way into Rabbi Leib Steinman's apartment. And he started telling everybody, I'm Eliyahu Navi, I'm here to be Mavasar the Gula. And they've been throwing him out. The Rabbi Leib says, bring him over to me. Don't throw him out. Treat him with COVID. COVID outbreast. You have to be Mechavid every single tsuris. Hello, Kim. Chelik, look at him out. Bring him over here. So he says, ah, Rebbe, I'm Eliyahu. He says, Gemaldik, Eliyahu Navi, I've been davening to see you, to hug you all these years. And I want you, before we start telling everybody that you're here, Eliyahu, we know every, we have tekus and shas, tishvi, atarits, kishas, abayas, and I've been bothered all these years by all the tekus and shas. So can we just sit down and go through all the tekus and yellow? He says, what's a teku? Oh, you don't know what a teku? Oh, you can't be Eliyahu Navi. I was so hoping you'd be Eliyahu Navi. You can't answer for me all the tekus and shas. That was a Baron Leib. That's a Golador. So there was this year he comes into a Baron Leib and he says, I'm ready to write a check for $500,000 if I could be in proximity to a Baron Leib in Gan Eden Shamayla. After 120, I want to be in the vicinity of a Baron Leib. When they asked Rav Chaim Kanevsky, it was his Einikel who asked him, Yaki, he says, Zaidi, says, were you ever Zocha to Gila Eliyahu Hanavi? So he says, there's only one person in our door who's Zocha to Gila Eliyahu Hanavi, and that is our Baron Leib. But I'm not Zocha to Gila Eliyahu, he told his grandson. After one bris, a few weeks later, he turns to that same grandson and he says, did you see Eliyahu Hanavi? He says, Saba, he says, Zaidi, I thought you told me you're not Zocha to Gila Eliyahu. He says, I'm not. Gila Eliyahu means he stam visits our Baron Leib. He doesn't stam visit me, but at a bris, how could you not see Eliyahu? He's the Malach Bris, he's coming every, how'd you not see him? That was a Chaim Kanevsky. How do you not see him in a bris? Avadi's there at the bris. So this is a Baron Leib Steinman. And this Yid says, I'll give a check, $500,000, half a million, to the tzedakah of the Rosh Hashiva's choice. Because I want to be in the proximity of the Rosh Hashiva and Gan Eden Shemayla after 120. And Baron Leib says, hold on one second. And he calls over his Gabbai, says, I want you to call the Rosh of all the Chinuch here in B'nai Brak. And he calls the Rosh of the Chinuch, he says, find out how much money is now still in debt to cover the outstanding debts of all the yeshivas in B'nai Brak. A few minutes later, the head of one Masadar, all the Chinuch yeshivas, calls him back and says, a little over $3 million. Turns to that well-known person, again, he wasn't a major gevir, but he says to him, if you get to me $3 million, I'll give you time. You could sell your house, you'll sell your cars, you'll sell, right, your Lexus. Is it Lexuses or Lexi? How many cars, whatever you had in the driveway. The Tesla SUV, he says, you know what? You'll sell your cars, you'll sell your home, and you give me $3 million a month from now, you could sit near me in Gan Eden Shamayla. And the Yid says, Rebbe, I can't do it. He says, I'm giving you a chance to be near me in Gan Eden. Just change your entire lifestyle. And be Moser Nefesh. He says, I can't do it. He says, then please leave my house. He walks out and the Gabbai says, Rebbe, my hai, my pesha hadvar. He says, people want to be, they think you could just pay money and be near. He says, I spent my whole life being Moser Nefesh for Torah. You want to be in half a lichtige gan eden shamayli, you don't have to be Rabbi Aaron Leib Shtam, you don't have to be Rechayim Kanevsky. Ramam, Hilchus Tshuva, Perkei Olach HaBeis, Ro'ila Koldom, Liyosat Tzadik, Kamosh Rabbeinu, Hu Aaron HaMoshu, Moshe Aaron, Malamich, Shkul, Anein, Rav Achon, and Kovetz Mamorim, as long as you get to your potential Shlemus, but it's got to be what? You want to get to the highest Madregas? It's got to be Mitoch Masiris Nefesh, you're giving it all you've got. Yes, Brochus Hayim and Beis, Yadzayin Amanal, Melchus Kefir Amanal, of Shaninu, Echan Amam, Rav Echan Amam, Hu Bava Echan Amam, Rav Achi Chab, and Lima Shemaim, Eri Bishter wants the Leib, San Hitchuk Avav, he wants Rachman and Leib Aboy, the Grom. You have Lev, Lamed Beis. If you go above the Lamed Beis, you have the Lamed goes to a Mem. The Beis goes to a Gimel, that's Gam. Gam is a Reboy. If you're Mamite from the word Lev, Lamed goes to a Chav, and the Beis goes to an Aleph. Ach, Ach, and Merak and Meutin, ain't Zuk the Vilna Gom, Perinim Shuchan Agro. Echen Amarba, whether you're a Gamyid, Echen Amamet, whether you're an Achyid, about Chaybin Libo. Hey, Mr. wants the Lev, but he wants the Lev of the Nevesh. He wants him a Seerus Nevesh. He says, I worked my whole life to be Mosa Nevesh, to be Poresh from so many tanuge, Holam Haza from life's luxuries and amenities, Amos and Nefesh Vatoira. If he would feel the pinch of Emos and Nefesh and change his entire lifestyle, and Emos and Nefesh, then he could get to those Madregas if he's Mos and Nefesh for Nyoni Tztaka. And Yenim could get it if he or she is Mos and Nefesh for Nyoni Gemilis Chasod. But the Tzana Shoba, the common denominator, is one of Mesiris Nefesh. He thinks what? He could just write a check for $500,000. I know this person. He could get me that $3 million if he sells all of his assets. And he lives a simple, pashut life. But he's not prepared to be Moser Nefesh. See, he can't be near me at this point in time in Gan Eden Shamayla. What does Hashem Yisborach want? You want a Yam Suf? Nachshon Kofas Tchila Liyam. Show me you're willing to be Moser Nefesh. When all the obstacles are facing you and you're surrounded on all sides by tzara before you sink into the abyss of despair, what can you always hold on to? Tzadik b'menosu yichye. You live with the Amuna. You live with your bitochen. You live with Amuna and Tikva. You ever wonder why Amuna is Gematria 102 and Tikva is Gematria 511? When you add hope to your faith, you get 511 and 102 is 613. Then it's like you did all 613 mitzvahs. You have faith in the Ebershter and you have the hope that the Boreal can grant you a Yeshua. Yeshua Shem Kerfai and Mesiris Nefesh, giving it all you've got. That's what Hashem wants to see. It was Churchill's blood, sweat, and guts. That's what Hashem wants. Kaviyochol. What it's the first message and the first bracha we give to a Rachanimo. Little boy has his bris b'yom Hashmini Yimam Masar Elasa. What's the very first bracha we give to him? Shabbos Kavlamat Zayinam Abeks Hashem Shenuch the bris Keni Kanes. And the Torah, the Chubal Masim, told me 100 years ago from the Mechaber of Akunchus Elginos Egos Yeradati. And he says simply, what's the kavana of that bracha we issue? We convey to the Rachanimo, we tell him, young child, how'd you come into the bris? Blood, sweat, guts, and tears. Kishim Shenechas the bris, that's how you came into the bris. It was crying, yes, you had to cry. Brochas Amadbezam Abbez Rablozer, Avabisha Shari Tfilo Ninilu, Shari Dima Lo Ninilu, Hat Filo at the Hayadiz Gematria 520, and so is Demos, tears 520. Shari Demos Lo Ninilu, I want to see the tears. I want to see who's crying, who can fall asleep at night, who's crying for the soldiers, who's crying for the hostages. And if it would be your relative, Chalila B'chas, would you go a single day, a single Shwanesu without davening? Are we really giving it all we've got? Imo Nochi B'tzora, Nosi B'ol Im Chaveru means, Ramayi Levins, my wife's foot hurts us. The hostages, 100 plus. And if it was your son, Chalila B'chas, your nephew, would you miss a single Shimon Esri of crying your heart out to Vadanat? And if you had those relatives in Gaza, would you not just be sending gifts? Would you be sending and giving tzedakah, tatzah, mimavis as often as you could until you feel the pinch, mamish? Would you be davening and learning b'toch mesiras nefesh? Are you stealing time for learning? The Vilna Gaon, Shabbos Laman Aleph, Aman Aleph, and the Ponim Yafa said the same shtickle, the Baal HaFloh. Abishur is going to ask you question number two, loss of love, on the bottom of Laman Aleph and Shalos, based on the Pesach and Yeshaya, Laman Gimel Vav. Kavati Eitzim, the Torah, the Groh, now flow, understand, you just steal time. Mishle, Chabes, Chav Gimel. The Koves, Koveyam Nevesh, did you steal time for learning? When you didn't think you had time, you thought, oh, well, I don't have time. No, you can have 5 minutes here and 7 minutes here. And when they asked him, Zelig Ruvain Bengis, years ago, the head of the Badats, he was making a Sima Shas. They said, Rebbe, Mistami, you finished Shas many times. He said, I did. Why are you making a Sima? Put this time. says, this is my siyum for 5 minutes waiting for the cab, for the 8 minutes waiting for the bus, for the 3 minutes waiting for the phone call, adding up that time, and omen here, 10 lines of Gemara over here, Arashi, Atosis, put it all together. That's why I finished Shas, Mitovah, Siris Nefesh. Because I gave it all I've got. Kishim Shenichas the Bris, how did he come into the Bris? Blood, sweat, and guts, Kaini Kanes. To Tyra, to Chubin, to Masim, Tyvin. You want a happy, healthy marriage? Yes, you got to make sacrifices. Maral, that's why marriage is called a krisis abris, kares. Cut off a piece of yourself and let somebody else in. You have to make sacrifices in a marriage. It's difficult. Yes, one comedian once quit. Before I got married, I was incomplete. Now I got married, I'm finished. Zohar and Vayikra, Duchra, Plagufa, Mikri, the two halves of one whole, the Ksava Kabbalah, Parshas Yisro, Amono. Yes, Ksuvah Davir Amad Beis, Al Shein, she gets Amona for the Ksuva. That's Darush, writes the Ksava Kabbalah, Mecklenburg says Amona means literally, Pshuto Kimashmo, Amona, she's missing a piece of herself. And that's a mchelik of herself. Krisis Abris, you're joining together. You're making sacrifices to make the marriage work to become one. V'hayu l'basar echad. Masim Tovim, you gotta shvitz, you gotta give it all you've got. That's what it is to make it in Torah, to make it in Avoda, to make it in Gemilas Chasod. We have a Peladika distinction made by Chazal and Horius, the top of Yud Gimla Medveis. The Sugya then of Horius are talking about the things that to make you forget you're learning. Rachaim Kanevsky, the Sarator, penned a masterful work, Siya Chasod, Yasekuncha, Sefer Zikaran, collecting all the Mamori Chazal things that help you remember you're learning, the things that unfortunately make you forget you're learning. And the Gemara says, Chamisha Dvar Meshach Mesalim, and one of them is Harogil Bezesim. Harogil Bezesim, if you have olives, and Rechaim talks about qualifications, how often, what's the regilos, but if you have olives very frequently, it's kosher the shukha and you forget you're learning. But if you have Shem and Zayas, if you're rogel with Shem and Zayas, so B'yarchanet says, Chamisha Dvarim Eshivin Esal Limud. And one of them is Shem and Zayas. It's a pella. The same thing. It's an oxymoron. If I eat an olive, I forget my learning. If I eat the olive oil, I remember my learning. What's the point of distinction? An olive is what? Just go over to the olive tree and pluck it off the tree and consume it. Very nice. It was easy. And you got it. You didn't have to schwitz. There was no Mesiris Nefesh. You want to make Shemitz Ayis. You want to extract the olive oil. You got to step on it. You got to make it to a pulp. You got to squash the guts out of it. You got to go in and squeeze it with all that you've got. Harogob Shemitz Ayis. Now you want to become something in learning. You got to schwitz. You got to record. I always tell people, you got a chazer. We know you got a chazer learning. You got a chazer. We say you got to be a chazer. The chazer gets dirty in the mud all day long. You got to get dirty. You got to schwitz. All schwitzing. Erev and Adal and Beis. You got a chazer at least four times. That's called doing it once, right? It's a stipend and chaluk base of kind of digress. That's called doing it once. And then you have the Gemara in Megillah, Dav Zayin, four of the times in Shas, Tanamine Abon, Zinim, Adamile, Commandaman, Chabakisi. And then you have Taina, Chagiga, Tesim, and Beis. But hey, Lehillah, what's the Pashat and the Posting of Malachi, Gimel Yerches, Aman, Beshaft, and Marisa, Be Tzadik, Larosha, Be Noble, Kim, Mashal, the Vodaway, Nadoma, Misha, Shona, Pirko, May upon Misha, Shona, Pirko, May upon Mechad, you gotta chas, you gotta keep reviewing, you gotta schwitz, you gotta have the blood, sweat, and guts. Got a daven for siyata d'shmai with all you've got, with your guts, with your chush, your kishkas, your leva nefesh. Are we giving it all we've got? If you take things easy, then you won't remember the learning. But if you squeeze the shemen zayis out of that olive, and then you'll remember that learning because you know what it means to work. You know what it means not to get something gratis. You want brachas chesam alav go the hanenim yigias kapla yosu and shemayim. You want a shvitz. You want the yigia. You want the amelus. That's what life is all about. Iyuv. And where do we find it? In the book of Job. And the book of Job, yes, the old joke, right? In Lakewood, they haven't yet gotten up to the book of Job. That's the old joke. They haven't learned Tanakh, right? Say for Iyuv. In the book of Job, hey, Barakay, Posik Zayin. Adam, Ki Adam, Lohma, Yulad. We have to go to Sanhedrin, the top of Tzaditess, and raise Tavalosa, tell us 10 lines of Shakavataria until I know the Maskona. I, what are we talking about? I'm a Mlocha. Well, based on the Posik, Mishle 1626, Tezayin Chavav, that's telling me it's Amopen, not Amalocha. Based on Yeshua, Perkalpas, Chesagisa, Yomalilo. Now I know it's Amopen, but 10 lines of Shagatay. Why? Because the Yesod is Ki Adam La'oma Yula. Because life is about a melis. It's about giving it all you've got. I remember years ago, if you're Choshev Mordasur, mentioned Moresh HaKolel, let me go back just before Moresh HaKolel. Atakem Morashah, and I was playing on my intercamp basketball team, and at that point in time, I used to be in shape a little bit. But I was playing as the starting point guard at Kamo Rashad that year. And all of a sudden, my coach, he was watching me in an off time playing a one-on-one with somebody. And as I'm playing the one-on-one, he calls me over. He says, Eitan, I'm benching you next game. You're not starting. I said, Coach, what did I do wrong? I said, the game's not even over yet. He says, but I watched you. And you weren't giving it your all. I said, Coach, it's a one-on-one. It doesn't mean anything. He says, Eitan, every game in life means something. And if you don't give it your all in a one-on-one, you know what's going to happen when you're in the 5-5 against your opponent and you're up by 15, 20 points. You're going to say, oh, what's the big deal? We got it. We could coast. And you're not going to give it your all. That's a person I have to bench. If I can quote Kobe Bryant in an interview with ESPN upon retiring, says, I want to be remembered as the athlete who didn't waste a moment. An ESPN writer responded, I remember telling Kobe Bryant wants to take a rest, enjoys retirement a little, slow down. In no way, he said, laughing. I have nothing in common with lazy people who blame others for their lack of success. Great things come from hard work and perseverance, no excuses. You got to give it your all. One great quote that I came across a few weeks ago, if you want to look good in front of everybody, you have to outwork everybody in front of nobody. If you want to look good in front of the population, you've got to outwork everyone with blood, sweat, and guts in front of nobody when no one's around. It's just you and the Boreola. Are you even then giving it all you've got? That's the difference between Shaman Zayas versus Harogo Bezesim. One makes you forget the learning, and the other makes you remember it. Memela, now we go to Chagiga Tesim Arbeis. More of Rabbi Sai, what really is the distinction between 100 times and 101? See, Chaz learning 100 times. You made a kinyan on it. 100 times, Gishmak, a real number. What's 101? 101 says, I never stop. I'm never done. And when I think I can only do 100 and I push the limits and I do that 101, that's what separates the men from the boys. Amoyudik Amaisa, heard it from Refine Waxman years ago, verified it with Rabbi Yaakov Bender and others. Refine Waxman said over a story of a Rabbi Yosef Levita. He was a Moradik Amasmid. Torvadas ended up becoming a Magachir. And when he came to Torvadas years ago, he was about 15. His mother didn't have a penny to her name. And he walks into Torvadas. My son wants to learn in yeshiva. And they said, I'm sorry, we have no room. We've heard that one before. There's no space. We can't take your son in yeshiva. And the young boy, 15 years old, Yosef Levitin, says to the one behind the desk, the administrator, he says, no problem. Just do me a favor. Here's a pen and a piece of paper. Just write on a note that in this and this date, the young boy, Yosef Levitin, wanted to enroll in Torvadas. You told him there was no space. And when I get up to based in Shammai, left 120, and they asked me, why wasn't I a Talmid Chacham? I'm going to show them the letter that Torah Das didn't take me in. So they took him in that second. And he went and he was steiger. And he became one of the biggest masminim in Torah Das based members decades ago. And one night he's learning with his charusa, and it's a charusa that went until 1:30 in the morning, and the stoke and the shverkite, a difficulty in the rashba. And the stoke and the rashba, and it comes 1:30, and the charusa says, Yosef, I can't do it anymore. That's it, I'm collapsing. Achir chafos hoshena, I gotta go to sleep. That's it, I just can't do it. And he says, no, you gotta push. How can you fall asleep if you didn't get shot in the rashba? It's not shaykh to fall asleep. He says, I can't do it. He says, okay, push. 1:45, he pushes. 2 o'clock, he pushes. At 2 o'clock, he says, Yosef, I can't do it anymore. I'm retiring for the night. And he goes to sleep. And Yosef sits there and he's schmitzing and he's working until he mamish 2:30, 2:45 in the morning, still plugging away in the Rashba. Out of sheer exhaustion, he falls asleep on the Gemara. Now, I had months ago, Rabbi Yosef's grandson, Rabbi Yosef, Rev Lipa Yisraelson, was in my office. He told me that the family has a Gemara that Rabbi Yosef once fell asleep on after learning for about 9 hours straight without picking up his head even once. He fell asleep on that Gemara and he drooled a little bit on that Gemara. There are people who want to buy that Gemara. They know on eBay it could be sold. Gnosim auctions for millions. They said, we're not parting with this Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, after 9 hours learning straight without picking up his head. Can you imagine drool on that Gemara? How much that Gemara is worth? Half of a fell. Unbelievable. Reminds me, there was someone once, Chazon Ish, we know, had a chumrah. He wouldn't use any sforim unless they were checked for chometz. He was machmir, so chumrah, most poskim don't paskin that way. But every sefer had to be checked. So he had gemaras that he thought he was going to learn of a cholamai Pesach, and he had them checked. In fact, once, the Talmud of the Chabin Arav, the Dovim Yeshom, Rav Dober Shvinenfeld, came to visit the Chazon Ish, and he saw there was a tshuvas Dovim Yeshom on the desk. He runs back with excitement. He says, Rebbe, Rebbe, the Chazon Ish cholamai Pesach, he's learning your sforim, the tshuvas Dovim Yeshom. He says, that's not a compliment. Chazon Ish only learned sforim. Then he checked every page, or that he knows bivados, that he didn't touch the whole course of the year. That's a big deal. He's learning my sefer. So that was the chumrah on the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish, he's learning it. And in the middle of Chamoni, he says to his gabbai, he says, I have to chazer sugyan zvachim. He says, but Rebbe, I didn't prepare for you your gemara zvachim. He says, no problem. What a chab, Chazon Ish says, well, get a gemara, just find out who got married right before Pesach. And that chosen got a chosen shas. And the Mela will get his Gemara Zvachim. You don't have to worry. There was no Chometz yet. He gets the Gemara Zvachim Gevaldi, and the Chazon Ish is learning. And he held, like, oh, the way we paskin, not only Dover Avid, if you think you're going to forget your learning, you'll have to write in Chol Moed. Chazon Ish was Mekel, that if the Ksivas Divrei Torah is Mesayeya Toch the Limud, it helps your Limud, even then you'll have to write in Chol Moed. So the Chazon Ish picked up a pen and he started to write in the Gemara Zvachim. So the Gabbai says, Rebbe, Rebbe, it's not your Gemara. He says, I know, I know. He says, he's taking out the pen. He says, but Rebbe, Rebbe, it's the chosin. He's going to have to return the Gemara. It's not your Gemara. He says, I know. He says, so Rebbe, how can you write with pen in the Gemara? He says to him, I think he'll be okay with the chosin ish's ha'aris and his gilya. Gemara's vachim. I saw years ago, Gnozim auctions, they were starting the chosin ish. His Gemara vote is over $30,000. Starting it, had his ha'aris in the Gemara. So here they have, listened to this Rabbi Sai, the Rashba Yosef Levitin. He's sitting in his shtag, it's 2:45, 3 o'clock in the morning. He falls asleep on the Gemara. And none other than his Rosh Hashiva, Rosh Shlom Haiman, Rosh Hashiva Torvadas, or Baruch Bear's prize Talmud. And he comes to him in a dream while his head, he's dozing on the Gemara. And he comes to him in a dream and he says, you want an upshot in the Rashba because you worked blood, sweat, and guts, and you schmitzed. Betoch Mesiris Nefesh, you gave it all you've got. They allowed me in Shemayim. They gave me the green light to come down. I have to tell you, look up Ari Magash and Meseches Gittin, and you'll find that Sfar, and with that Sfar, you'll be Mayasha, your friend for up the difficulty in the Rashba. And he wakes up and he takes out the Ari Magash from the shelf and he sees, yes, his Rosh Hashiva gave him the right Maramoko, and he writes in the Gilyon that if you want an upshot in this line in a Rashba, look up the Rima Gash Vekach Herali B'chalom Laila Mori Varabi Hagon Rosh Hashiva Shlom Haiman Zatzal. Explains to our fine waxman, look at the difference. One Chavrusa he pushed, but the other one pushed a little more. And he got a visit by Rosh Shlom Haiman in the middle of the dream. Aye, but the other one did 100. Yeah, but he did 101. And that's the difference between an Ovid Olokim Lasher Lo Avodah. Let's make our way to Megillah Source, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. And you have Naomi and you have Orpah. And what happens initially if you follow the Hemshech HaPsukim, you see that when Naomi says, I'm going back to Eretz Yisrael, they both initially, Orpah as well said, I'm going back with you. Time number one, time number two. And only at the end, then finally Naomi says, that's it, you're both staying back. But Vatera Ki Misametzasi Lelechasitan Rus Aleph Yud Ches. What did she see? That Rus was Misalmate, said, I'm not giving up. I'm going up pushing the extra mile. Chazak v'yamatz, right? So a four-timer in Be'er Shemus and Adolfim, the somewhat synonymous words, chazak means strengthen yourself. Chazak chalas, chazak v'nis chazak. Amatz means go l'maylam and atzev l'fnimer shosedin. Muster up, conjure up, kaycha, say you don't think you have, but you've got that. Chazak v'yamatz, atira kimis ametzes. She pushed, and what happens? Rabbi say, Rus and Arpa, the chazal tell us in Rus Rabba. Arpa goes back and she's abducted by 100 men and Goliath Goliath the nefarious Russia. Sinks into notoriety, that's Orpah. She sinks into notoriety, and Rus becomes Bavabasa Tariala from a base. Vayosim Kisa the Ima Melachamrolazim Lamichasam Kisa the Ima Shamachos. Mikotza Lakotza, one side, she becomes the matriarch of the Davidic dynasty. And her sister becomes what? Nothing, sinking into all the abyss of notoriety. What was the difference? Vatera Kima Sametza Sila Lachasita. And it's not the only time we encounter such a lashon. Let's rewind even further. Let's go back to Parshas Noach. Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Gimel. There we read, Vayikach Shem V'Yefes. They took the simla V'Yechasu Aseres Aviyah. Rashi cites the Medrash Tanchum and Simen Tes Vav. The Medrash Rabban Lamed Vav Vav. And it says, I Vayikhu and me boyle. Ella what's Vayikach Malamech Hashem Nisameitz B'mitzvah Yaiser. Shem wanted it more. They did the same as El Bazach, the same exact Maisa of covering over the nakedness of their father Noach. What does Yefes get? He gets Kibura. Thousands of years later, Mechemes Kogamoga, yes, his science, his descendants will be zochah to burial. After the neshama already leaves, their guf is going to be zochah to be concealed under the ground. And what does Shem get? Shem, his name, right? What's his name? His name is name. He's a person of the essence. Baal Shem Tov, Panini Chasidus, you're not a goof, you're a neshama. And the neshama of the word neshama, the osios pinimius, shemem, shame, that's what you are, your essence. He was a person of the essence, he is zocha to talashot tzitzis. Yet again, because of the katsa, why? Because malamit shashem nis'ameitz b'mitzvah yoser. Who wanted it more badly? By say, let's close with the following. Let's head to the world of sports. We know people are thinking Super Bowl. Baruch Hashem, not in this community. Not in mine, I hope. And I made the mistake years ago when there was the Super Bowl at MetLife Stadium, at Giant Stadium, and not coincidentally, where do we celebrate Hashem Asat in MetLife Stadium? Why? Because we need to bring it, Mimisa Lachayim, MetLife. And Baruch Hashem, we bought it, Siyam Hashas, Mimisa Lachayim. We bought it from Adel to Life. So one boy approached me, he was a diehard football fan. And he came over to me, it was the Seattle Seahawks against the Denver Broncos. And he says, Rabbi, who's going to win the Super Bowl? I said, I don't know. He says, you're the rabbi, you have to know. I said, okay, the Seahawks are going to crush the Broncos in MetLife Stadium in the Super Bowl. So what happened? The Seahawks, Taka, crushed the Broncos in the Super Bowl. Kid came over to me, he said, Rabbi, fine, I should have bet money on you. And then the problem was, now he came over to me every sport game. I said, no, I only get the gift once. He thought, that's it, I'm going to predict him every single one. That's it. Who's the most decorated Olympian in the history of the world? Hands down, the most celebrated, successful athlete in history. Michael Phelps, 28 medals, 23 gold medals, 3 silvers and 2 bronze. 20 medals, no one else has surpassed the 20 medal threshold, and he's got 28. It broke Mark Spitz's record in the Beijing Olympics 2008. And Beijing, they knew the 8th race was a relay, United States relay. They were the heavily favored to win, but it came down to race number 7. And the number 2 in the entire world sat out the previous race just to beat Michael Phelps, just to avoid breaking Mark Spitz's record. So it was the butterfly stroke, and the guy was up over Michael Phelps the entire time. With the last lap, at the last split second, he took a major risk with a half butterfly stroke. Don't worry, I don't follow swimming. If I am going to follow sports, it's going to be other ones, not swimming. But I read a book, and it described this event. He took a major risk, hit a half butterfly, put his hand against the wall. He beat the number 2 in the world, and he got the gold by 0.001 of a second. And they asked Michael Phelps, he got 8 gold medals. He broke Spitz's record. He got 28 medals. How do you do it? Yes, he's 6'4", 198 pounds. He's got the physique of the old, but you have plenty of other swimmers. His peers are also like him. So how do you do it? How do you win all the races? He says, I don't win by wide margins. On the contrary, many of them I win by less than a second, less than a split second. So how do you do it? Says, very simple, because I wanted more. Because I wanted more badly. That's why I get the gold. Are we giving it all we've got to Lahavdil Alfei Abdullahs in Yiddishkeit? If Michael Phelps can do it in swimming, Lahavdil, we can't do it in Tyra, we can't do it in Avoda, we can't do it in Gemilas Asada. We can't give it all in Tehillim, every Kuf Chaf Aleph and Kuf Lam and Kuf Mem Beis and Pei Gimel and Chaf and Chule. We can't give it every Achenu, we can't give Tzedakah like never before until we mamish feel the pinch, until we're schwitzing when it comes to learning. If we learned until 1 o'clock, we can't push it until 1:30. Until 2 o'clock, we can't push the limits. People always ask me, Rabbi, why do you speak so fast? I said, I speak fast. I said, Baruch Hashem, there's computers today. You could always listen to Torah anytime and put it into slow motion. A Rebbe and there you saw once came over. He said, Rabbi, fine, I want to thank you. I'll listen to you when I drive from Baltimore, New York. I said, thank you so much. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. You speak way too fast for me. He says, but when you're speaking, I can't fall asleep on the road. I said, mitos shalolos, babolos, I'll take whatever I can get. Someone in the shul said to me, Rabbi, if you would speak as slowly as you daven, and you would daven as fast as you speak, then we'd be in really good shape. I say, the reason I speak fast is because, yes, there's a simcha satayra, but the reason I speak fast is because if you love Klai Yisrael. And then we know Tom Togin, the famous Goan Shinosu, the Yawaf, and Art, and Pei Aleph Aleph. The reason it's going to get a kulim, you get a mitzvah for every single word of Torah. So Shemei Kona, if I could squeeze 300 words into a minute, I'm giving you more mitzvahs. Who's going to complain? You can always go back and put it on slow motion. I'm squeezing the mitzvahs. But are we giving it all we've got? Are we pushing ourselves to the limits? Let's close with my favorite Ksav Sefer, unbelievable Ksav Sefer in two places. And the collection Igros Sefer, from the collection of letters from the Sofer and Eger Mishpachas, as well as in his Psicha, the Bnei HaYeshiva, and the one volume, Drushas Ksav Sefer, Tzav Kuf Pei Dalit, that he was all made on this in Akuda, an echo of what he writes in Igra Yud Ches, in the letters of the Ksav Sefer and Igra Sefer. And he says, I'm bothered by the Gemara Megillah, Dav Vav Amin Aleph. The Gemara says, based on a Pasuk in Zechariah, Perek Tes Pasuk Zion, that the Asalobo were going to be sitting in the Karksias and the Tartias, the theater circuses of the Gayim, and that's what we're going to be learning Torah. It's a Pella. Chazal predicted 2,000 years ago that one day we're going to have a Siyam HaShas where in Madison Square Garden, where I went as a kid to Islanders game. I remember the highlight of my youth was I went to one Islanders game, and I got a puck that was touched by Mike Bossy and Brian Trottier. I had an Islanders puck. I had it for about 20 years until somebody stole it from me. But I had the puck. Islanders, well, people went, and then you went to Siyam HaShas and Nassau Coliseum, and then in the Garden where the Rangers play, and then you go to MetLife Stadium where the Giants play football with the Jets. Tried to play a little football, and you go to MetLife Stadium. You have one to see him a shas 93,000. You got tens of thousands of others are listening up. Frank, they stop saying, "Come on, Rabbi." I said, "There are all the places. You have a Jacob Javits Center. You have the auto show where all the Hasidim are going every Chol HaMoed Pesach. You got an auto show. You can go ahead and fit the nice amount of people in the auto show. People are going there Chol HaMoed Pesach. So you need to go to MetLife Stadium." And Chazal predicted it over 2,000 years ago. Half of the fella. We're not surprised. Chazal, it's a demes. Lamita Soto, what's pshat? Zok to Sav Shofar, you know what we have to learn? In the theaters and circuses and the stadiums of the Goyim, it says, Ba'ir Pasad Mashiach, right before Mashiach comes. We're going to have Torah learned the world over, quantitatively speaking, than never before. Abai, so look how many yeshivas you have. Yeshiva University, the best Rabbeim in the world. You got the Ner Yisrael. You got the Lakewood. You got the Mir. You got Torah Das and Chaim Balim and Landers. You got the rabbis and yeshivas all over the world. It's amazing. How about Mitoch Mesiris Nefesh, right? Yidden are smart people. Notice, we never made a world-famous yeshiva. Why didn't we pick San Diego? It's 75 degrees, 80 degrees almost every day. We're smart people. What are we doing in New York with all the traffic and the mud and the snow and the Democrats, woke liberals? What are we doing? We got San Diego. Let's go. It's a center of Yeshiva Terrence. It's what? Mesiris Nefesh. That's what it is. You got to walk in Washington Heights and you got a Schmitz and you can't find a parking space for a Scharpsius you get. And you're sitting in the traffic. And the honking and the mud and the dirts and the rain and the terrible weather. The snowbirds are running away. We don't run away. Mesiris Nefesh, you gotta work, you gotta schwitz for learning. So what people quantitatively are learning like never before. But you know what's missing? Right, the Ksav Sefer, not Bekamas, but Be'echus. What's missing is the Geshmak and the Mesiris Nefesh. I want you to go, the Ebster says, before Mashiach could come. And I want you to go to where the Goyim are playing football. And think about it, it could be 5 degrees outside. And you got these Meshugom, and they paint their bodies green at a Jets game, and they take off their shirts, and it's minus 20 with the wind chill, and they have their 17th beer keeping them a little bit warm. And they're screaming at the top of their lungs, and they're spending hundreds of dollars on a ticket, and they're sitting in traffic oftentimes hours on the way there, hours on the way there. You can't just go to a game. You gotta go to the city for dinner, right? You gotta go place a reserve car, traffic and the parking, forget about it. Hundreds of people spend money galore. And the Moshe Nevesh, they're doing the ways and acting like Meshugoyim, Mamash like Chayis and Behemoth. They go Meshugah, these Nevesh guys, right? They got the guys, they're paying hundreds of dollars a ticket. These millionaires on the field, lo echbat lehem klal, they don't care about these guys, has no loyalty, b'chulei, and they're Shvitz, and they're doing Mesiris Nefesh. Zok to Ksav Sefer. You want Mashiach to come? I want you to go to the theaters, the stadiums, and the circuses of the Goyim. And look how they act, and look how they jump up and down, and how they do the wave a million times over, and how they go crazy. Rabbi say, see you, Mashas, I want to see you dancing like they dance in a Jets game and a Giants game. When they get a touchdown, Lahavdil, when you finish a daf, you should be jumping with joy, you should be making fleshik siyumim, every Masechta, should be celebrating Torah like never before. Rav Huna said he became Rav Huna, why? He was 7 years old, he came back from yeshiva. And his mother said, what'd you do today? I finished Mishnayah Sukkah. Okay, went up to his room to play. Comes down an hour later, he's got his fresh favorite cake, chocolate cake, right out of the oven. His mother's wearing Big Day Shabbos. He says, Mommy, what's with the Big Day Shabbos? You told me you just made a siyum on Masechta Sukkah. So what? You made a siyum on a Masechta. That mandates Big Day Shabbos. Your favorite chocolate cake. She told me Chashiva Satayra. That's why I became Rav Yitzchak Kutner. Zok Tiksav Sefer, it's Osa Nekuda. You want to become something, you got to schwitz. And don't say, the Goyim do it. Anu mashkim and mehi mashkim and brachas chavches and beis and the tefillah nechuni ben akana. Rameir Kahana, remember years ago in Camp Stechemet, I don't remember anything he said. I remember one line from Meir Kahana. He said that he used to get up at 7:30 in the morning, but his Arab neighbor in the Muslim quarter started getting up and playing the Arab music out loud at 7:15. He says, I'm going to get up to Shemaim after 120, and they're going to say, you got up at 7:30. Your Arab neighbor got up to pray to God at 7:15. Says, I said my alarm. I started getting up at 7 o'clock. My Arab neighbor started getting up at 6:45. I started getting up at 6:30. He was getting up at 6 o'clock. I was getting up at 6:15. He was getting up at 5:30. I said, doesn't pay to go to sleep anymore tonight. Anu mashkim, hey mashkim. And why? If they can get up early for shtuyot, for nourishkeit, for hevel avolim, we can't get up early for Torah. We can't get up early to daven. Where is our receiver's nefesh for Torah, for tefillah? That's what the Eibishter wants to see. Klai Yisrael's in a time of war. We want Mashiach to come. It's gevaldik. We're united. Beautiful. But are we really giving leg benefesh to Achenu b'nei Yisrael b'chol yom v'yom? It's great. We're giving tzedakah. We're learning Torah. We're doing mitzvahs. Gevaldik. Check, check, check. Klai Yisrael's the best. With Am Segula Dal and Nivchor. But everyone has to ask himself and herself, are we giving it our all? Are we really giving every ounce of our kayach b'levu b'nefesh mamish b'chol yom v'yom? That's an Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem is Eibishter. I'm here to serve you. And here to serve you with all that I've got. Osali kol tzarki. You gave me all the kelim. Writes the Mabit and Beis Elokim that I need. Hatzlocha and bracha with Yechoshua and Morad Asher at the helm. To take the Ora Torah and bring us all of Klai Yisrael. We'll have the white shawl going. Rabbi Solovsky's heels. Baruch Hashem. Lahudamai sa'ora. Ora zu Torah. On the heels of the Or HaTorah. Net Hashem. We will together go once and for all with all that Mesiris Nefesh, the blood, sweat, and guts for all our Torah, Tefillah, and Avodas Hashem. Yisbarach, we will finally bring the Yisgal Tzedek, Meir of Yameinu, Amen of Yameinu, Shekai Chazak v'Yamatz. Sorry for the overtime.